A few announcements before the homily. The charitable portion of our tithe this weekend will go to the Lancaster County Council on Aging, which does an extensive social outreach to older members of our county who are in serious need. The flowers in the sanctuary are in memory of Teresa Beluco. May she rest in peace. This weekend is the feast day of Saints Joachim and Anne, the grandparents of our Lord. In their honor, we will offer a special blessing to all our grandparents at the end of Mass. As the conversation continues with the young families in our Children's Faith Formation Program, Father Kirby has asked Natalie Jackson to lead this effort in composing a helpful and encouraging program for our young families. We'll announce any developments as we move forward. As you came into Mass, I hope that you picked up a sheet with the Act of Hope on it as a help in receiving the graces of this virtue, which is so needed in our world today. We will now include this prayer after the St. Michael prayer at the end of all our Masses at this parish. If anyone is feeling anxiety, anger, or sorrow over the current state of affairs in our country and the world, I recommend a good, healthy confession. The graces of this sacrament can help us deal with the many heavy things in our fallen world. All our confession times are given on our website and weekly electronic newsletter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, we commemorate the feast day of our Blessed Mother's parents, Jesus' grandparents, Saints Anne and Joachim. Much of our knowledge of this couple comes to us from tradition and the Proto-Evangelium of James, which was written about 150 AD. Joachim was of the tribe of Judah, of the family of David. He was a shepherd in the area around Nazareth when Mary was born, but the family eventually did move to Jerusalem. St. Anne was born in Bethlehem and had a sister, Sobe, who became the mother of Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. The couple was known to be humble, modest, pure, and honest. And we are told that they were relatively well off financially, but they were quick to share their good fortune, giving a full one-third of their wealth to God, one-third to the poor, and keeping one-third to pay their daily expenses. Despite being God-fearing and generous, they were not blessed with children. In his old age, Joachim and his wife, as prescribed, went to the temple in Jerusalem on the Feast of Tabernacles to give the prescribed offering, only to have it rejected by the priest, as childless couples were regarded as being displeasing to God. Anne returned heartbroken to Nazareth, while her husband actually fled to the desert for 40 days to pray. And during this time, they both received a message from God that they would have a child. And upon hearing this, St. Anne promised to consecrate that child to God himself. As we have seen multiple times in Scripture, when God graces an elderly barren couple with a child, that child is destined for greatness. But I doubt that Joachim and Anne could have guessed that their daughter would be the greatest, most perfect, and holiest woman ever born. Tradition goes on to tell us that St. Anne was still around at the time of Jesus' youth, but she died before he began his public ministry. Joachim, unfortunately, died when Mary was still a child. St. Anne and St. Joachim are the patron saints of grandmothers and grandfathers, respectively. So on this weekend, as we remember the grandparents of Jesus, we would like to take a few minutes and consider what grandparents in general, and especially those grandparents of our parish, bring to their families and to the world. Countless studies confirm the positive impact that a close relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild can have in promoting the well-being and happiness of the entire family. When grandparents are in the picture, things are better for everyone concerned. When asked, 9 out of 10 adult grandchildren attest that their grandparents significantly influenced their core values and beliefs. And there is little doubt that grandparents can help shape what a child holds to be a healthy, normal relationship. A 2014 study found that an emotionally close relationship between grandparent and grandchild is associated with fewer symptoms of depression for both generations. The American Grandparent Association tells us that 72% of grandparents think that being a grandparent is the single most important and satisfying thing in their life. With a wealth of life experience under their belts, grandparents have much to share and can serve as a direct link to their grandchildren's cultural heritage and family history. They can be a vital part of a family support system, and families where both spouses must work away from home, they can provide safe, trusted care for the grandchildren who are left at home, and as parents can then be rest assured that they are leaving their children in capable and caring hands. Having a paternal grandfather around when your child is born can actually, believe it or not, in part determine the life expectancy of that child. Research has revealed that the older a child's parental grandparent was at the time of their birth, the longer and healthier life that that child is likely to enjoy. But being a grandparent isn't just good for the respective children and grandchildren. Grandparents who babysit actually live longer than their age-matched counterparts who don't. So get with it, people. Involved grandparents have a purpose after retirement and stay mentally active. For them, the fountain of youth is often the sippy cup. With about 80 million American grandparents, they make up more than a third of the adult population, and 2.7 million are the primary providers of the basic needs of a grandchild. Grandparents in general are an economic powerhouse, controlling 75% of the wealth in the United States. And a good deal of that spending power is lavished on their grandchildren, and I'm here to tell you that that's true. Grandparents give unconditional love, kindness, humor, comfort, lessons in life, and most importantly, hugs. They have the patience of Job and are the world's best listeners and storytellers. For grandparents, each grandchild is a pearl of great price to be treasured. I am certain that if asked, every grandparent would want their grandchildren to have an understanding heart, to judge fairly and to distinguish right from wrong, so that they could live out true freedom, which, as I know we all know, is being free to do what is right. While we have said many good things about grandparents, as we continue the sacrifice of the Mass this morning, I would just ask of those of you who are grandparents that you would embrace the faith, and as you have such a deep effect on your grandchildren's life, that you would pass that faith on to them. Whether you realize it or not, your grandchildren are watching everything you say and do. If they see you living a life dedicated to loving God and neighbor, there is a very good chance that they will follow your example. If you would do this, your grandchildren would become better adults, you would become better disciples of Christ, and the world would be a little brighter for the lights that you have given it. May God bless you, and happy Grandparents' Day.